الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وذكر فإن الذكرى تنفع المؤمنين. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Today we'll make muzakara, discuss of the things that we have to be concerned about, the pitfalls when doing our amal. What are the dangers that we must be apprehensive of and be careful so that our efforts and our amal don't go for waste. As Allah Ta'ala explains in the Quran Sharif, that there are those people, amilatun nasiba. They make lot of effort, so much that they get sweat on their forehead. They work so hard. But in spite of that, tasla naran hamiya. They will be thrown headlong into the fire of Jahannam, the burning, blazing fire of Jahannam. So we are making our amal. So there are some pitfalls that we must be careful about. One is that all what we are doing, our amal, must be correct. Sometimes we are doing incorrect things and thinking they are correct. For example, which is easy to understand, and from that we should understand everything and we should check all our amal which we are doing. A person who is involved in bid'at, for example, he is convinced he is doing right. And he is doing it passionately also. But it's all bid'at. And kullu bid'atin dalala. Wa kullu dalalatin finnar. Is in the fire of Jahannam. Similarly, for us also, we should think, hopefully it's not with us, but it's also a common thing, many people, the durood sharifs that we read, and there are kitabs also. For example, durood al-laki, durood al-taj, which was very common amongst our people. So in there are duroods in which there are words of shirk, raising Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the position of Allah Ta'ala. So a person is reading his durood and thinking, I'm doing a virtuous act. And he's doing it passionately also. And he's doing it with regularity also. But he's doing a wrong thing. So we should check, take stock. And all our actions, find out, ask the ulama, that are they right. Then another thing is, being right, it must be the best. Any person who does, for example, you have 10 million rand to invest. If a person invests it in the Karoo, what returns is he going to get? And he invests it in city center. Yeah, he'll get so what we are doing is right. You are investing. But the best, try and get the best. All our amal, our wazifas we read, there are a lot of wazifas. Like it's famous, we all know, that one of the wives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was reading her wazifas from the morning till charge time. Then when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came and asked her, since then you are reading wazifas? She said, yes. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, I said one wazifa 3 times and I got more sawab than what you got. So she was doing the right thing, but was not the best. So, and that was, the ulama have written, that was Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Subhanallah wa bihamdi, adada khalqihi wa rida nafsihi wa zinata arshihi wa midada kalimati. Yeah, Allah reward very greatly Mulla Ali Qari rahmatullah Ali, very great muhaddith. He explained this wazifa is the same what the wife of Nabi alayhi salatu was reading. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. And there are great, great virtues for reading Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. A person who reads it 100 times in the morning and evening, there will be nobody who will come on the day of Qiyamah with more virtuous deeds than him. So virtuous they are. A person who reads it, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, even if his sins are equal to the foam of all the oceans of the world, they will be forgiven. A person who reads it, by the barakat of this, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Allah gives rosy to the entire creation. So that is the source of our rosy. not working or that is the outward form, but this is the form that Allah will give us our rosy. So she was reading that. What is the difference? The quality of that zikr. The other words in the zikr are not the zikr of Allah. بِعَدَدَ خَلْقِهِ وَرِضَى نَفْسِهِ وَزِينَةِ عَرْشِهِ وَمِدَادَ كَلِمَاتِ. These are all adding quality to Subhanallah bihamdihi. That Subhanallah bihamdihi, how much? عَدَدَ خَلْقِهِ, to the number of Allah's creation. عَدَدَ خَلْقِهِ وَرِضَى نَفْسِهِ, how much please Allah Ta'ala. وَمِدَادَ كَلِمَاتِ, and all the ink that writes the greatness of Allah so much. وَزِنَةَ عَرْشِهِ, and the weight of the throne of Allah. So the same words, but the quality in them makes it so valuable. So also, when we are making our dhikr compared to not making dhikr, it is very, very great the reward. But making our dhikr with quality, then that dhikr without quality is like nothing. Compared to not making, it is very, very great. But compared to concentration, it is like nothing. So if we so all, our amal must be correct and then the best. That we must be concerned about. We've got very little time in dunya. And this little time we have to prepare for a life that has no end. So how much we a life of 50, 60, 70 years can never be sufficient for a life which is not billions, trillions, quadrillions, but forever and ever. So we can't waste our time. Of course, doing wrong and unmindful is out of the question. Even the right, we can't waste time. We have to do the maximum where we can get. And Allah has given us, this is our deen, there where we can do. We should learn our deen, and then we should practice upon it, so that we can gain the maximum for that eternal life of the Akhirah. There are many wazaif, and with the rewards are written, we should see which are the ones that yield the greatest profit. And that is the nature of man. Every person wants to do that, where he gets the maximum returns. So for our deen, why are we just so unmindful? That just anything, and unmindfully we do it. We should do it properly. And then the opposite of it also, we should be very concerned. The wrongs which are in our lives, the wrongs which are totally haram, kufr, shirk, is right out of the question, but we must be concerned. Today is a time that easily a person falls in kufr and shirk. On our phone we get a message, some bad message in which amounts to kufr and shirk, and we smile about it. Or worse, we forward it. We lose our iman. So all our kufr and shirk, and then all the major gunas we should take out from our lives. And then after the major, all other gunas also. And even small gunas. Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, don't even regard a small guna as small. That small guna is enough to take you to Jahannam. And don't regard a small good deed as small. That small good deed is enough to take you to Jannah. So all the small gunas, and then which are not guna, but which are against etiquette and adab, that also we should. All khilafi adab, which are against adab, we should take that also out of our lives. And then there are many things, like a person is an ordinary Muslim, he's like a practicing Muslim, but he's got like lot of what is called la yani, fuzul, unnecessary things in his life. Whether it is in the house, for example, in the bathroom or toilet, we got some plastic flowers. Now they don't serve any purpose, not haram to have it, but they don't serve. And min husni islamil mar'i, of the beauty of a person's Islam. And all of us should be concerned to be increasing our beauty of Islam all the time. Unfortunately, we want to increase our beauty of dunya. A person wants to go for a facelift. A person wants to go, now he's wearing glasses. Now he wants to put contacts and glasses. Now he wants tinted glasses. All these things here, So a person, the beauty of Islam, we want beauty in dunya, beauty in our Islam. And that is that all these extra things, they must start going out of our lives. For, as I say, for in the toilets and that, and in our bathrooms, how many of us got like some shampoos or soaps? We don't use them. It's just like a like showcase. We just got a showcase in the lounge, etc. It's just it, from time to time we have to clean it. And we have to again arrange it and all. But what purpose? Nothing. And, for example, on our couches we got the doily at the back. And all the time it's falling down. And the only purpose it serves is we must put it back again. It serves no other purpose. So all these things we must see, we start taking out. The more the beauty of Islam is simplicity. The more we come down to simplicity, and after simplicity, still more also, jafa kash, to be like living a life of mujahada, not just a luxury life, and not even a comfortable, it's permissible. Luxury life is also permissible, but undesirable. And a comfortable life is also permissible. But you live a life of jafa kashi, of mujahada. That will be very good for you. You can manage it. Instead of driving to the masjid, you got a car, it's permissible. You come walking. That is more better for you. The rewards are also more better. In every way it is more better. In our clothes, instead of wearing fancy clothes, to wear coarse and hard clothes. Our great buzurgs, whole life they only wore khaddar, that is that like calico, rough clothing, not the fine clothing. So all these things, so all the wrongs also, what are totally haram, from there we start. And the kufr and shirk we make sure must go. And then all these other things we bring in our life. So that the beauty of Islam can come into our lives. So that is the first thing. We must be concerned of our amal. After that, after doing the amal, whether it's accepted or not, we must have that concern. Hazrat Maulana Idris Kandelvi rahmatullah alayhi writes, a person gives his zakat, he gives his charity from halal means, he gives it properly, he doesn't make a show out of it, he doesn't make a ihsan faramoshi, that he helps somebody and then he reminds him, or he tells other people, I helped this person, or he reminds him, you know me, I helped you out, etc. By that you destroy your good deeds. He does it perfectly. And for that perfect amal, if Allah accepts it, it's Allah's great favor. And then our amal are all messed up. So where are they going to be accepted? But Allah is that kind being that even that Allah accepts. Allah is most merciful. So we must have concern whether our amal are accepted or not. Not just be satisfied that we are doing our amal. We are doing our five times namaz. We are dressing Islamically, etc. But is it accepted by Allah or not? That concern, that is a very great thing. And that is a great ibadat of its own, to have this worry. And there are great benefits in it. A person who has that concern, pride will never come in that person. If a person is, Hazrat Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayh asked his ustad, Maulana Yaqub Sahib Nanotvi rahmatullah alayh, that what we are doing and that, show me something that we can feel that I'm all right. I've done my thing. I'm going to Jannah. So he became angry and raised his voice. And he said, what must I destroy you? A person who feels comfortable that I'm doing right, I'm going to Jannah, that person is on the road of destruction. And the person who always have this worry that is it accepted or not, that person will progress also. And that person will never get pride in him. Always, because I don't think it's accepted, what can I be proud of? The one Qiyamah day when we see, inshallah, it is accepted, then we can be proud. When Allah says and declares, I have accepted it. And Allah has kept it, that in this dunya there is no declaration for anyone. There are signs that we carry on doing good, is a sign that it has been accepted. So that we must be concerned about. Not only that We do the right, but we must do the best. Leave out all the wrong and the haram, and all that is which is against the grain of a good Islamic life. And then, well, after we have done that concern all the time, whether it's accepted or not, and we beg Allah Ta'ala for acceptance. Then after that, if it is accepted also, then it must be recorded and remain in our favor permanently. Even after it's accepted, a person immediately or after years, he can destroy that amal again. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi quotes a hadith that a person does a amal and he does it secretly. Nobody knows about it. And he does it with ikhlas also, only for the pleasure of Allah. It's done and it's accepted by Allah also. But after some time he talks about it for a good reason. Like for example, a father to encourage his son, ustad to encourage his student, a shaykh speaks it to encourage his murid. That for example, I'm making tahajjud since 25 years, etc. to encourage. So now it comes out from the secret to public. But it's still in acceptance if it was done just to encourage the person, not to show that I'm making so much ibadat. And this is a very delicate issue for people like us. Well, we just must take the safety route. People who have got that ikhlas and they know they're doing it with sincerity, no problem, they can speak about it and they won't lose their sawab. But people like us, we should take the safe route. We don't know where nafs has a share in it. So now it came out of being in, done in secret. Now it is known as a public deed, but it is still with ikhlas. And then if a person speaks about it, to show now that he impressed the people. Famous instance which we commonly mention is that Mawlana Thanwi rahmatullah alayhi explained of the person who made three hajj, very difficult hajj, with great, great qurbani sacrifice, very difficult. And after that, when a guest came, he said, give him the zamzam of my third hajj, by which he wanted to be known that I have made three hajj. So in that one sentence, he destroyed three hajj sawab, gone down the drain. So that we have to be careful about, that we did it, we did the best, and we stayed away from all the wrong. It was accepted also. But now when we go and speak about it. And today, unfortunately, it's just our business to advertise our amal, to speak about it. And the more we are a bit more cultured, then the more we do it sophisticatedly. But we don't make it that I did this, I did that. For example, a person, our Shaykh Rahmatullah, gives this example. Now he's in the morning, working in his office, etc., with all other people, then he rubs his eyes. And he says, today I got up for tahajjud very early and I'm very tired. My eyes are burning. So actually, it's not he wants to say my eyes are burning and all that. He wants it to be known I made tahajjud. And worse than that, most of us, our amal are fake also. Not even genuine. And even our fake amal we are selling. If a person sells his genuine amal, that is also totally wrong. But our amal, what's the quality of our namaz, our tahajjud, our zikr, our tilawat, and then we go and make a show of it. And also all this, worse than that, وَيُحِبُّونَ أَيُّحْمَدُ بِمَا لَمْ يَفْعَلُوا, that we want to be praised of those actions which we didn't do. That we didn't even do them. And we want to make it known, I did this amal, I did that amal, etc. For example, an organization for 68 years, what those people did, righteous things. And now we talk about that, we want to take the praises of that, which we didn't do, and which we are doing opposite to that. And we still want to take the praises for that. name dropping, that this we take this buzur's name, that buzur's name, impressing on the public that we are all in that same line. But they were completely opposite, we are completely opposite. And we didn't do all those things. And what we are doing is completely contrary. So like that, all that, a person must be very, very careful that he we sell our amal very easily. Whatever little we have got, that also we sell it off. A person, even for example, a person didn't sleep well at night. Now you won't speak about it. Last night I didn't get no sleep. I went through a difficult time, etc. All that, what sawab you got for that difficulty you went through, now you won't speak about it, you destroyed it. And Allah Ta'ala says that those conditions came on you from Allah Ta'ala. Financial problems, some in the family, health problems, people went through this, all difficult, people are going, all of us are going through halat all the time. Then Allah says, when we go and speak to other people about it, you went and complain about me, I can do everything. You complained about me who can do everything to people who can do nothing. What can people do? And as somebody has said very nicely, you go and tell people your problem. This I went through. This is going wrong in my life, in my home, the way my wife is treating me. I'm going through a lot of difficulty. My children are disobedient. All that. 80% of the people are not interested. What's happening? You're just speaking. Even close people, they not. Everyone got their own problems. And the 20%, they are happy you got problems. So who is going to? You complain to Allah. And whatever, if Allah put you some through hardship, some difficulty, some mujahada, Allah will reward you for that. Why are you going to sell yours? Now you lose all the sawab that you could have got. What you didn't do as an amal, halat that come on a person, some illness, some difficulty, all from Allah's side. And that is also to forgive your sins and to raise your stages by Allah. But now you go and destroy that also. What you did, if you got up for tahajjud, you kept rozas, you made tilawat and that. That also you mustn't sell. But this you didn't do, Allah brought it so that He can forgive your gunas and make your stages high. But that also we go and sell it away. And we destroy that also. So we have to be careful of that also. So one is that we should do the amal and they must be correct. And they must be the best. And give up all the wrong according to the categories. Try and give up all things which should go out of our lives and bring out the real beauty of Islam. And that is, innal bazazata min al iman. Simplicities of iman. Famous quality of the Sahaba ikram, jafa kash. Living a life of mujahada. We should try and bring that, not going to a life of ease and comfort. That is the way of the kuffar and the animals who want to live in just enjoyment. We are Muslim, who he goes and he wants to live a life of austerity, a life of zuhad. The more we can get, it's not compulsory, but that is the beauty of Islam, will come out in a person. And then whether it's accepted or not. And then, after it is done, we must make sure that we don't destroy it. In the Quran Sharif, Allah says, "Man jaa bil hasanati," a person who comes with a good deed on the day of Qiyamah. Not a person who did a good deed, but he comes with that good deed. Because good deeds also, Shia, he told Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Ali that, or was it a Qadiani, that he told Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib that you never heard a Qadiani becoming a Shia, something like that. So Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said, Shaitan is not stupid. He doesn't waste his energies. He knows a Qadiani or whether it was a Shia, they got no iman. So why must he take him out from no iman into no iman? He doesn't waste his time. That is why he goes to the Sunnis who got iman. He wants to take away their iman. So we also have to be careful that our amal that we do, we mustn't destroy them. Unless we destroy them ourselves. So we must be very, very careful that our amal, we preserve them. And they remain for with us till when we reach Allah Ta'ala. It must not get destroyed. We did it with great effort, a person does it. For example, Hajj. A person goes for Jamaat, for example. 4 months when his financial condition was not good. And his house condition was not, but he made sacrifice. And he went. And afterwards he goes and speak about it. One is to encourage other people. And one is to show the people that when we, those days in Jamaat, what sacrifices we made. And those days in Jamaat wasn't easy. It wasn't that you're eating from the takeaways and the people are making ikram. It was hard, hard days. And now all what you did in that sacrifice, you go and destroy it. Or you speak that all the time conditions are becoming more and more comfortable and luxurious. You speak to your students that when we were studying, we didn't have all the facilities you people got. We had to go through this, we had to do this, manually we had to do this. And if you are doing that to show that we have done this great sacrifice, and you people must appreciate us, you must respect us more. You people got it very easy. If you are doing it for show, all that is destroyed. So it's not an easy thing. It's a difficult task. But then again, our deen is a complete deen. We just choose the correct methods and everything Allah makes much more easier. Unimaginably more easier than this difficult route. For example, one, whatever amal we do, after that read Durood Sharif. By reading Durood Sharif is 100% accepted by Allah. And on which amal you read it, that amal is also accepted by Allah Ta'ala. You're making one hour dua to Allah Ta'ala. You read one Durood, and that 1 hour's dua are all accepted by Allah Ta'ala. The forms of acceptance will be different, but they are all accepted by the barakat of Durood Sharif. Then in Durood Sharif, there are many different types of Durood, and they have got their different values also. So we should try and read those Durood where we can get the maximum returns. For example, Jazallahu anna Muhammadan bima huwa ahlu, 70 farishtas. Just that little you read, for 1,000 days, they get tired writing the sawab of it. How much is the sawab? Durood Ibrahimi, our namaz durood we read, that is so virtuous, and many other duroods also. So we should try and reread durood. Then second, to read the dua. Whenever we did amal, we finished our namaz all, as we're standing up, we are walking out now of the masjid, read these duas. We made our tilawat, etc., whatever. The second is, Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka anta as-sami'ul alim, wa tub alayna, innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. There is a dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam, which Allah mentions in the Quran Sharif, and on the occasion of his building the Kaaba Sharif. It's very, very clear the sincerity Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam had. Who can bring that level of sincerity? And with the material he used to build the Kaaba, who can bring more untainted, halal and tayyiban, the best, who can bring more better? What Allah has chosen for his house, for till the day of Qiyamah, who can bring better? But in spite of that, he's saying, and the word taqabbal, Allah reward our Shaykh, he taught us our Arabic also, that it is, in it is the meaning that it's not worthy of acceptance, but out of your mercy you accept it. And all our amal, what we do, they are not worthy. We must try and do it perfectly. But after doing it perfectly, Ya Allah, it's not worthy of acceptance. You out of your kindness, you accept it. And when you approach Allah like that, Allah relents. And He just accepts that. When you say such words to Allah, Allah Ta'ala immediately accepts from that person. Watub alayna, and forgive us all our shortcomings. We have admitted, in this amal we have done, a lot of full of shortcomings. But you forgive us. The other one, MashaAllah, La quwwata illa billah. By the barakat of this dua, Maulana Idris Kandelvi rahmatullah alayhi write that ni'mat of yours will never be taken away from you. Whether it's your dini ni'mat, and those are the true ni'mat. The true ni'mat are the ni'mat of deen. You got tawfiq of tahajjud, ishraq, fasting, tilawat. You read this after that, Allah will keep that ni'mat with you. One person told his ustad that Allah is so merciful to us. We commit so much gunas, but still He gives us so much ni'mat. Ustad explained to him, "My son, it's not like that. That Allah is punishing us, and worse, we don't know we are being punished. That you're not getting tawfiq of crying to Allah. That's a punishment from Allah. You're not getting tawfiq of tahajjud. It's a punishment from Allah. You're not getting tawfiq of reading your namaz with concentration and devotion. There's outward things Allah gives to kuffar also. Allah gives to animals also. That's not the real ni'mat of Allah. They are, but they're not the real ni'mat, are the ni'mat of deen. And when a person gets that is what he must appreciate, that Allah is giving those ni'mat. So we should read this dua, Rabbana taqabbal minna. وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ مَا شَاءَ اللَّهِ لَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا. And we read it on our deeny things, even on our dunya things. We see our family children are playing, the wife is busy cooking, whatever, and we are happy seeing them. Read this dua. Allah will keep that ni'mat with us. And we have a good relationship in the house, we are talking, happiness, no fights, no argument. Together with that, read this dua. Allah will keep that condition for us. So whatever ni'mat, especially of deen, and even dua, dunya, mashaAllah, la quwwata illa billah, how long will it take us? And the main thing also is the concentration, not just reading the words of it, but with the meaning. And then after that, the next dua, mashaAllah, alhamdulillahi alladhi bi ni'matihi tatimmu salihat. All praise is due to Allah, who by His ni'mat, we have completed the good things. That in that way, no pride will come in a person. I did not do this. It's only Allah's tawfiq. Allah gave me tawfiq. On my own, I'm a spoiler. I don't do things. If I do, I spoil them. What is good also, I go and spoil it. I'm like that. It's only by the ni'mat of Allah that Allah gave me. So the world can praise you also, but you will be convinced I did nothing. And when a person says and has this reality in him, I did nothing. Allah is the doer. Allah says to that person, but my banda, you did it. You did that action. And when a person takes credit for it, Allah says, if I did not give you tawfiq, where should you be able to do it? And Allah praises the person who ascribes it to Allah. And then Allah says, but my banda, you did it. And for Allah to tell a banda like that, what great accolades, what great meritorious act it is. And then the dua, Subhanallah bihamdihi, Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. This dua is not only for after kitab reading, after all our amal. By reading that, whatever omissions, errors there were in there, they will be removed. It will be made as though you did that amal perfect. Even in that gathering you backbited, that will be also taken out. All the wrong will be taken out. And then a seal will put on that amal that it is exclusive for you. And only you will open the seal on the day of Qiyamah. So that amal, which could be destroyed so easily by various things, as we explained in the beginning, by this dua, it will be completely preserved and reserved for us. So we should try and read that dua also. And then one small dua, but very big dua. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. We just read that dua. Whatever the amal was, Allah will magnify it and make it so big that the normal scale that will be used to weigh amal on the day of Qiyamah, that scale won't be sufficient. And another big scale will be brought to measure that amal. For example, we didn't take it as a big thing. We came to a town, we heard there's janaza namaz. As to all are going, 3 o'clock, I'm free. And Kabristan is on my way also. So I'll go and join and I'll take part in the janaza namaz. We made the janaza namaz and we didn't think of it as a big deed, but we just read this dua. Or we threw sand in the qabr, just one spade or one hand full of sand, and we read this, the reward will be made so big on the day of Qiyamah that the normal scale won't be able to weigh it. In the masjid always, some dust particles keep on falling. We come from outside, on our clothing there is some, it falls. A person who picks it up is like a small amal. But we just read this dua, it will be made so big on the day of Qiyamah. So for amals, we must be very concerned that we must our amal must be correct. And then 6 beautiful amal by which we can preserve, and all our amal can be to our credit. But it is for us if we make amal. If it is just for talking and hearing, and we don't make amal, that is not going to get us anywhere. But we make amal, we read it, very simple, very easy, no time consuming, but what great return. Anyone who has got any sense of goodness for himself, little bit also, he will make sure he reads it. But a person who is worse than an animal and not worried about himself, he will ignore it. And our coming to majlis is not just for coming. It is that we bring this into our lives. Allah give us all tawfiq to make amal, inshallah.